are soldiers for Christ, and as always, marching towards the battle to defeat the enemy. Amen. One of the ways we can defeat the enemy is by following the battle plan that God has given us, which is basically the Bible. You know, read that. It's a guide, and then listen to Him. So today, we will be reading out of Proverbs. Last you remember, we read Proverbs 27. To get on track, we're going to be reading Proverbs 28, 29, 30, and 31. Now, when we did this episode, it was the 30th, but we read 31. And there is an emphasis on that because it's very important. So we will be reading in the next episode, will just be Proverbs 31. So anyways, that's what we have for the episode today. Thanks everybody for coming on and listening. Again, if you have any questions whatsoever as you're listening, please listen fast because I'm going to read fast. Email us at that's my personal email. You can email me too if you want. It's amos.waterbury@gmail.com. But we also have a personal email, soldiersforchristm. Don't forget the M. soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Again, soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. We'll be happy to hear from you. If you didn't get that, we're also going to be playing a pre-episode, kind of like sponsor break, but it's like a podcast sponsor. So anyways, y'all enjoy this episode. I hope you get something out of it and ask God to give us wisdom. Let's begin. Amen. Alright everybody, please stay tuned as in the next few minutes you will hear another episode from SFC, A Walk with God. This podcast is brought to you by Soldiers for Christ Online Church. If you want to serve or have anything regarding joining or questions, please email us at soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Again, that's soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Please enjoy the episode. God bless. Well, hey there, guys. This is Amos Waterbury, music minister and music director of SFC Online Church. Thank you so much for joining and listening to another episode, this being episode 10 of, yes, SFC, A Walk with God podcast. You know, it's been amazing since we've started the podcast, just different things and topics that have come up. You know, none two are the same, and you know, they're all good. So it's a lot of fun, and I'm happy that y'all can be a part of it. All right, so as far as the Proverbs go, last we read was Proverbs 27, and
here's what I'm going to do. Today's the 31st. Okay, so we're going to start back over tomorrow with with the Proverbs, starting at 1. But I figured, well, maybe just to sum it all up, we'll just go ahead and read as fast as we can and then discuss Proverbs 28, 29, 30, and 31. I know that's a tall order, but I feel that's what we need to do. So, let's go ahead and get started. Y'all listen good, because I'm going to be reading fast. But let's go ahead and pray real quick and then get started. Amen. Dear God, we come to you today to just read the last bits of some wisdom from the Proverbs. And I know we don't have a lot of time to talk about and everything, but I would ask that you give me the wisdom to bring out the high points and the things that you want us to see in Proverbs 28, 29, 30, and 31. God, give us understanding. Let us take in your word like the bread of your life and drink the wine as your blood, as a symbolism of your blood, for the reason why we are here and why, even though we trespass, that you are there to forgive our sins and be there for us. Amen. Help us throughout this weekend and prepare for another week as we're coming to the end of one. Let us know what you would have for us to do so that we may be active and continually working in your wisdom, in your word, in everything we do, that we would be in line with you. I pray all this in the name of your Son, Jesus, and the power of the blood. Amen. All right, so starting off, Proverbs 28. The wicked flee when no man pursueth. In some versions it says, the wicked flee when no man is chasing. We're familiar with that one. But the righteous are bold as a lion. For the transgression of a land, many are the princes thereof, but a man of understanding and knowledge, the state thereof, shall be prolonged. A poor man that oppresseth the poor is like a sweeping rain which leaveth no food. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law contend with them. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the Lord understand all things. Better is the poor that walketh in his uprightness or righteousness than he that is perverse in his ways, though he be rich. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of riotous men shameth his father. He that by usury and unjust gain increases his substance, he shall gather it for him that will pity the poor. He that is basically saying those that get things for their own gain will not be blessed and will be shamed by the poor. He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination. Whoso causeth the righteous to go astray in an evil way, he shall fall himself into his own pit, but the upright shall have good things in possession. The rich man is wise in his own conceit, but the poor that hath understanding searcheth him out. When righteous men do rejoice, there is great glory, but when the wicked rise, a man is hidden. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. Happy is the man that feareth alway, but he that hardeneth his heart shall fall into mischief. As a roaring lion and raging bear, so is the wicked ruler over the poor people. Amen. That's a strong statement there. the prince that wanteth understanding is also a great oppressor, but he that hateth covetous shall prolong his days. You know, covetous is, you know, one of those sins. It's in some ways can be in the form of you know, assumption. You know, you covet somebody, you assume that you deserve to have what they have. But, you know, God has something special for you. So instead of wanting something of someone else's, you know, get what he has for you, you know, because that's going to be the best thing. Amen. So, and, you know, I catch myself many times, or sometimes I'll be like, oh, I wish I could have that. Well, it's mostly machinery or trucks, you know, for guys. But, you know, you girls know what I'm talking about, too. You know, sometimes you're like, man, I wish I was pretty as her. Sometimes what some of you women say. And I'm not being, you know, a feminist in that statement. I'm just saying that sometimes what you'll hear, and then you'll often hear us guys say, shut up, y'all are pretty, you know. So, basically, we should covet, amen. The prince that wandereth understanding is also a great oppressor, but he that hateth covetous shall prolong his days. A man that doeth violence and blood of any person shall flee to the pit. Let no man stay him. Whoso walketh uprightly shall be saved, but he that is perverse in his ways shall fall at once. 19. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread, but he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent. 21. To have respect of persons is not good, for a piece of bread that man will transgress. He that hasteth to be rich hath an evil eye, and considereth not that poverty shall come upon him. 23. He that rebuketh a man afterward shall find more favor than he that flattereth with the tongue. 24. Whoso robbeth his father or his mother and saith, it is no transgression, the same is the companion of a destroyer. He that is a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth trust in the Lord, or he that putteth his trust in the Lord, shall be made fast. 26 and 27 and 28 to wrap up chapter 28 says, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but whoso walketh wisely, he shall be delivered. You know, sometimes we hear that phrase, you know, follow your heart. Sometimes our heart can deceive us, as it says here in the scriptures. He that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have many a curse. When the wicked rise, men hide themselves, but when they perish, the righteous increase. Amen. So some very good points in that one. You know, don't be covetous. Be careful what you say, people. I mean, and I'm as guilty as this. I have trouble sometimes of, you know, talking too much. And, you know, even in these podcasts, I try to make sure that what I'm saying is, know, at the most, the oracles of God, you know, and I'm not just sitting here making noise, because I want it to help somebody, amen. So, continuing on, 29, he that often reproveth hard in his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. 2. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice, but when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Whoso loveth wisdom rejoiceth his father, but he that keepeth company with the harlots spendeth his substance. That's talking about spending money on, well, y'all guys know what a harlot is, on them. But it can also be talking about spiritually putting forth, well, in another part of the Proverbs, it talks about putting pearls before swine. So it could also be in that same column of what's the word I'm looking for? Column of interpretation. See, where do we go? Whoso loveth wisdom rejoices his father, but he that keepeth company with harlots spendeth his substance. For the king of judgment establisheth the land, but he that receiveth gifts overthroweth it. A man that flattereth his neighbor spreadeth a net for his fleet. In the transgression of an evil man there is a snare, but the righteous doth sing and rejoice. The righteous considereth the cause of the poor, but the wicked regardeth not to know it. A scornful man bring a city into a snare, but wise men turn away wrath. If a wise man considereth with a foolish man, whether he rage or laugh, there is no rest. The bloodthirsty hate the upright, but the just seek his soul. Amen. That was verse 10. And 11 says, a fool uttereth all his mind, but a wise man keep it in till afterwards. Amen. So if a ruler hearken to lies, all his servants are wicked. The poor and the deceitful man meet together. The Lord lighteneth both their eyes. The king that faithfully judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. Amen. And then it goes on, 14 and 15. And this is going to be our featured scripture. The Proverbs 29, 15 and 16. The rod and reproof the king that faithfully judges the poor, his throne shall be established forever. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. You know, both those go good together. You know, if you bring up a child right, then he will be as that of a good king and judge faithfully. And then he will, you know, last forever. Amen. So, good lesson there. The rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. 16. When the wicked are multiplied, transgression increaseth, but the righteous shall see their fall. 17. Correct thy son, and he shall give thee rest. Yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. Where there is no vision, the people perish. We've heard that one before. This is Proverbs 29:18. Where there is no vision, the people perish. It's basically saying, well, pretty starkly, if we, talking about going into the new year and we're in our new year, if we don't have a resolution or something, you know, this is what we're going to do, this is what we have in mind, you know, people are just walking around. And imagine if you're in this big forest or even a wilderness and you haven't really thought or even studied the layout of the forest or wilderness and you're just wandering. At some point, it's just going to be hopeless and you're going to die. Unless you have, you know, really considered things, you have a vision, in other words, and you also have somebody to guide you, which is part of having that vision. Amen. So without a vision, the people perish. Where did I say that was? 29:18. There we go. The people perish, but he that keepeth the law, happy is he. 19. A servant will not be corrected by words, for though he understand it, he will not answer. See thou a man that is hasty in his words. There is more hope of a fool than of him. Ooh. You know, a fool is pretty stupid in the literal sense. So, there's more hope for a fool than those that just ramble their mouth. That one always hit me because, like I said, I'm really talkative, and I used to be really bad, and you know, God's helping me with that discretion. But I'm also happy that he's allowing me to, you know, just share with y'all on this podcast. It's pretty amazing stuff through the scriptures and just a wisdom that comes from him. Amen. So continuing on, servant will not be corrected by words, for though he understand, he will not answer. 20. See thou a man that is hasty in his words, there is more hope of a fool than him. He that delicately breatheth up his servant from a child shall have him become his son at length. Amen. That's a good one. An angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. 23, 24, 25, 26, and 27 all say, an angry man stirs up strife, and a furious man abandoneth in transgression. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Amen. So we see this parallel of those that are not righteous bring strife. Those that are, there's peace. Amen. He that delicately bringeth up his servant from a child shall have him become his son at length. An angry man stirreth up strife, and a furious man aboundeth in transgression. A man's pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. 24. Whoso is partner with a thief hateth his own soul. He heareth cursing and bewrayeth it not. 25-27. The fear of a man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Many seek the ruler's favor, but every man's judgment cometh from the Lord. And then 27 wraps up 29 to say, an unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. The wicked hate the righteous that's always getting it right. But the only reason why we're getting it right is because we're listening to that still small voice, amen, that comforts us and lets us know that he's there. There's a song that's, I am waiting for his whispers in the night. I'm depending on his word to give me light. I'm expecting a great victory in this fight. I am listening to what God whispers in the night. Amen. And then the very first part of the next verse is, in your worth I found my hope. Rest of my affliction. Evidence of gratefulness, abiding love and grace. It is in this lowly midnight that I found my greatest treasure. It's your strong voice that comforts me. Your voice that says I'm there. Amen. I am listening to his whispers in the night. Alright, so Proverbs... Before we continue on, I just want to say Proverbs 30 and 31 was written by Solomon specifically to his son about the good woman and wisdom. So continuing on, 30 starts, the words of Agar, the son of Jacob, even the prophecy, the man spake in unto Ithiel, even unto Ithiel and Ukal. Surely I am more brutish than any man, and have not the understanding of a man. I neither learn wisdom nor have the knowledge of the holy. Who hath ascended up into the heaven or descended? Who hath gathered the wind in his fist? Who hath bound the waters in a garment? Who hath established all ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? Every word of God is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Amen. Isn't it wonderful to find comfort that we can put our trust in God? Every word of God is pure. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee and thou be found a liar. In other words, don't add to what's being said here in the scripture and try to, you know, compartmentalize and make it sound what you want it to, just for your personal gain, because That's where it says you could be found a liar. Amen. So that's a very important scripture. That's Proverbs 36. 7 says, two things have I required of thee. Deny me them not before I die. Remove far from me the vanity and lies. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with food convenient for me, lest I be full and deny thee, and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and still and take the name of my God in vain. 10. Accuse not a servant unto his master, lest he curse thee, and thou be found guilty. There is a generation that curses their father and doth not bless their mother. There is a generation that are pure in their own eyes and yet is not washed from their filthiness. Yet is not washed from their filthiness. There is a generation. Oh, how lofty are their eyes, and their eyelids are lifted up. There is a generation whose teeth are as swords, and their jaw teeth as knives, to devour the poor from the earth, and the needy from among them. Those that say criticizing things and don't build people up, they bring people down. Amen. 15. The whore slech hath two daughters, crying, give, give. There are three things that are never satisfied. Yea, four things, say not, it is enough. The grave and the barren womb, the earth that is not filled with water, and the fire that saith not, it is enough. So we have the barren womb, the earth not filled with water, and the fire that saith not, it's not enough. The eye that mocketh at his father and despises to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. Therefore, it's not worth being kept in, because it's perverse. There be there things which are too wonderful for me, yea, for which I know not. The way of an eagle in the air, the way of a serpent upon the rock, the way of a ship in the midst of the sea, and the way of a man with a maid. 20. Such is the way of an adulterous woman. She eateth and wipeth her mouth and saith, I've done no wickedness. 21. For three things the earth is disquieted, and for four which it cannot bear. For a servant when he reigneth, and a fool when he is filled with meat. For an odious woman when she is married, and a handmaid that is heir to her mistress. There be four things which are little upon the earth, but they are exceedingly wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet go forth all of them by bands. The spider taketh hold of with her hands, and is in king palaces. 29. There be three things which go well, yea, four are commonly in going. A lion, which is strongest among beasts, and turneth not away for any. 31. A greyhound, and he-goat also, and a king, against whom there is no rising up. 32. If thou hast done foolishly in lifting up thyself, or if thou hast thought evil, lay thine head upon thy mouth. Amen. Be quiet and listen to the Lord. Surely the churning of milk bringeth forth butter, and the wringing of the nose bringeth forth blood. So the forcing of the wrath bringeth forth strife. Amen. And this is perfect pre-scripture. For Proverbs 31, which is where he's talking about the wise woman. All right, we got 5 minutes here. The words of the king, Lemuel, the prophecy that his mother taught him. What, my son, and what the son of my womb, and what the son of my vows, Give not the strength unto the woman, nor thy ways to that which destroyeth kings. It is not for kings of Lemania. It is not for the kings to drink wine, nor for the princes strong drink, lest they drink and forget the law, and pervert the judgment of any of the afflicted. Give strong drink unto him that is ready to perish, and the wine unto those that be heavy hearts. Let him drink and forget his poverty, and remember his misery no more. Upon thy mouth for the dumb and the cause of such are appointed to destruction. Open thy mouth, judge. Excuse me, that first part said open thy mouth. Open thy mouth, judge righteously, and plead the cause of the poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of the spoil. She will do him good and not evil in all the ways of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. 15. She raises also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. 16. She considereth the field, and buyeth with the fruit of her hands. She planteth a vineyard. She considers everything. Amen. That's a good woman, guys. She guideth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands holdeth the staff. She's always working, never saying, oh, it's just the man's shop. Amen. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She's not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates. Amen. Isn't a wonder that a woman that takes care of her husband and is very awesome isn't known in the gates? You know, he's probably saying, my woman is the best, etc. You know, guys, she's awesome. And this is what you need to have for a woman. She loves me for who I am, supports me, etc. So, guys, just in case you didn't know, if you're listening, this is the kind of woman you want. Amen. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdies unto the merchant. Strength and honor are the clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth in wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children rise up, call her blessed, her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain, but a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Amen. So I think we did skip one part. Where it says, her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it. Okay, so we didn't miss it. I thought we skipped a verse there. But that's verses 23 and 24. Those are some awesome verses. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 33 and 34. Or excuse me, not 33 and 34. 23 and 34. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. So they're both very good at, you know, selling and giving. And basically, you know, we will find in the Bible that God brings men who are working. And the men who are working, you know, you want a woman that works too. This is why I don't go along so much with the whole thing that the woman just needs to be in the house. I mean, I don't think necessarily saying here in the Proverbs that she can't have a business or go work somewhere. Because, you know, if she doesn't have a business, she's going to have to go work somewhere. So, you know, I don't think that's out of line. So that's something we can learn there. Alrighty, so that is Proverbs 28, 29, 30, and 31. We read all that. I think, basically, what I'm feeling, the points that were brought up while we were reading, is what's important. I think it's important to note it talked a lot about controlling our tongues. And believe me, it talks talking to me just as much as probably to you. And God, thank you so much for this wisdom. And for you men, if you never read Proverbs 31 and that's the first time you heard it, read it. 30 and 31, chapter 30 and 31. That's a good comparison to a good woman versus, you know, the harlot. And, you know, 31 is not all about the harlot. There's some parts of the Proverbs, which we'll get to when we start over tomorrow, with it being the 31st. But the reason why I read the 31st is because it's so important that tomorrow I'm going to read it again. You know, obviously we read it pretty fast. And tomorrow we're going to read it again and discuss it. Because I think Proverbs 31 is probably one of the most important Proverbs. And it's a great way to tie up the Proverbs. Well, anyway, guys, don't be jealous. Don't be covetous. You know, think what you are going to say before you say it. Is it going to be encouraging? You know, let's honor our father and our mother. That doesn't necessarily mean we have to agree with them. But don't talk bad about them too much. I try not to talk about them at all because they're the reason why we're here. So we should be eternally grateful for them. Amen. God, thank you so much for showing us what you have in these scriptures. We always find things new that says in the scriptures that your mercies are new every morning and your word is new every morning. Everything about you is new and we continually seek you. So we ask that you would guide us. For those listening, guide them for the rest of their night, their day, and be with us all. Help us to remember that you are the leader and the captain of everyone's ship. We're the captain of our ship. But you are the captain of everyone's ship. And no man is an island. So God, help us be there for one another, our families, friends. And just be a witness to your name. We pray all this in the name of your son Jesus and the power of his holy blood. Amen. Thanks, guys, for listening. We'll catch you next time on another episode of SFC, A Walk with God. Again, tomorrow is going to be Proverbs 31, so be prepared for that. Also, don't forget to check out those awesome podcasts, which we will line out in the closing part. I'll give you a hint. SGMP.com, Southern Gospel Music Podcast. We'll look forward to being on another episode. Y'all take care. God bless. And you have been listening to episode 9 of SFC, A Walk with God podcast. You know, we learned a lot in that episode, and
as always, in these episodes for SFC, A Walk with God, we will be learning a whole lot more. And I just want to let the listeners know that, as it says in the scriptures, you know, His mercies are new every morning. You could probably suffice that to say that His mercies, His grace, His love, His inspiration, His wisdom is new every morning. So we must seek. It also says in the scriptures, you know, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and His righteousness will be added to you. Amen. Well, there's not much to say that hasn't already been said, and as some of my spiritual leaders that, you know, taught me most of this stuff and brought me to where I am said, that when the Lord has a message, you don't want to, you know, over preach or say more than what has to be said. So I'm going to leave that there. I hope, you know, y'all heard what God was speaking to me, and you know, He spoke to me, and He speaks to me every time I bring these messages to y'all. And it's a joy to do these episodes and, you know, talk about the things of God, because, I don't know, brings lots of joy and fuel to our everyday life. Amen. So, speaking of fuel and joy to everyday life, you know, have you ever heard all those wonderful gospel songs? Well, hear a little bit about the groups behind them and what takes to get to that level, but also not to become so into it that you are up in the money and you forget about the reason why you're singing. You know, it's not about all about the money, it's about spreading the gospel. Amen. Well, to hear about that and more, go to sgmp.com. That's going to be Southern Gospel Music Podcast. That's what that stands for. Southern Gospel Music Podcast. You can find this on Android, or if you have an iPhone, you know, find it on Spotify and the podcast section of your iPhone. Anyways, the name of the podcast is Southern Gospel Music Podcast, with host Darren Sutherland and Dr. Jeff Steele of the Steele family. As we said, they discuss about gospel music and a little bit more, you know, their personal experiences, people they've met, and they bring people onto the show. So it's a lot of fun. Don't forget to check that out. And speaking of money and faith and keeping those aligned, we can go right on talking about Dave Ramsey. I'm sure some of y'all might have already heard of him, but check him out on the Ramsey Network. Also, his daughter, Rachel Cruz, of the Rachel Cruz Show. So check both of those podcasts out. Also, other spiritual podcasts that you want to listen to, go right ahead. And don't be afraid to share with us, because we love to listen to other podcasts. We thank you so much for listening to this episode, and we look forward to doing episode 10, where we go over Proverbs 31. We'll catch you on the next episode. God bless, and remember, let God be the center of your focus, not you. Watch what you say, and as it says in the scriptures, let no unwholesome word proceed from your mouth, except which is edible for those that lift them up, according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen, for building others up. Amen. So, I will see y'all, or rather, not see, but I will talk to y'all on the next episode, episode 10 of SFC, A Walk with God. Thank you so much again for coming on. I know we say thank you so many times, but if it wasn't for y'all listening, you know, we'd probably still do the podcast, but we'd love to hear the different things that people say. And as always, you heard the email, but we'll state it again. If you have any questions whatsoever, you want to be on the show, or you have some ideas for upcoming episodes, you can email us at our FFC email, excuse me, at soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. Again, that's soldiersforchristm@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thank you so much. God bless, and we'll catch you on the next episode.